standing there alone. The ship is waiting. All systems are go.
Are you sure?
Control is not convinced, but the computer has the evidence. No need to abort.
Yeah.
The countdown starts.
Another episode. On to the next. You know, doing some thinking, doing some listening of other podcasts, and they do a really nice intro, like, hello and welcome to... No, it ain't gonna happen. You guys know what's up. I don't know, you know? I don't know if I should be more, I guess you could say, broadcast professional. Welcome to the show. Welcome to the show, everyone. What do you think?
I think it's better not to fall into a certain category.
Well, welcome, Mariam Tazi.
Thank you.
To American Riddle, and this is your host, Malcolm Riddle, coming at you from Fairfax, Virginia. We're brought to you by Today Nobody, because we have very few followers, and that's just the way the story goes. So I could do something like that.
That's not bad.
Hmm?
Yeah, but it can't be your voice. It has to be someone else's.
Nah, you know. At some point, I think I'll get to that. And at some point, maybe a studio and, you know, air-conditioned room. And,
it's
you know,
hot.
Something. We're outside broadcasting from Fairfax, VA, representing. Let me get my words together. You know, I'm sitting out here. Just got off, pulled a shift at work. And, yeah, man, I'm telling you, man, for all you people out there that do retail, you know, my hat's off to you.
Yeah.
Your respect for me when you have to work double shifts or shifts in general.
Weekends.
Yeah, yeah. It's challenging.
No
say
shit.
The least.
The people are challenging.
It takes a lot out of you.
Yeah, it's
you have
very
to have
draining.
Your patience cap on. Is there such a thing as a patience cap?
I need one.
There's a thinking cap, right?
Yeah.
You remember?
The dunce cap, too.
There's a dunce cap.
Mm.
Yeah.
What's the... Yeah.
Patience cap. But you do have to have your patience on. I'm pretty worn out.
On your short shift?
By today's events.
Uh-oh.
No doubt. Yeah, it's a whole... Customer service, man. It's a hell of a racket. Sales, the whole nine. Any type of service.
Yeah.
You know, you got to be on your P's and Q's. So it takes a bit out of you. I guess it's a two-way fence.
Two-way fence.
Yeah, I'm out of it. I feel like I'm foreign. You know, the foreigners get the...
I get the expressions wrong sometimes. It's like funny that I'm correcting you because usually it's the other way around.
I'm like a cab driver.
What are you trying to say?
You know, what is that?
Hey, there's a lot of Moroccans that are cab drivers, and I'm very happy
about that. I
didn't
say anything about Moroccans. Just a guy that can't get his lingo together. I'm going to have some of this delicious iced tea because I forgot my identification. I can't get a brewski.
Yeah, I'm having a beer. It's delicious. It's nice and cold. Refreshing.
It's a nice cold iced tea.
You should stir that ice again.
It is. It's melting as we speak. It's about 150 degrees with 300% humidity.
Goddamn hot.
My mic's going to melt.
I'm melting right now.
So, funny customer service. I had a funny customer service experience going to my gym. Funny thing, because I go to this fancy health club, and you got to, like, give them...
It's like a CVS little.
It's a whole thing, man.
Card.
I just like something I could scan in myself. I got to hand the person my key, which I don't mind handing them, you know, all this. But I have a lot of keys like my grandfather. Some of them I probably could take off. I mean, there's a lot.
It's all keys.
It's a lot of freaking keys here.
There's not even a key chain.
Oh, it's just a
it's
bunch
a
of
ring.
Loops. So yeah. I gave the customer service rep my.
I'm surprised you don't have like CVS and like all those other little cards.
No, I keep
on those.
There. There's an app that I can use.
Oh, nice.
I'm not sure if the app will work. I'm going to ask them next time. But every time I hold my key, they give me a look. Like, oh, here's this guy with 1,000 keys. I see the look.
There are people that have just... There's those people with chains of keys. Like, there's people that have a lot of keys.
It's like they don't
want to
mess
jingle
with my
wherever they walk.
My keys. So they give me the look. And finally, I was like, well, every time I got to give them my key, and it's a look because I have, like... It's only one, two, maybe... I don't know. Maybe a dozen keys on there. But they give me a look every time. So I'm like, am I paranoid that they're giving me a look? Finally confirmation the other day I walk in. Yesterday, as a matter of fact, I walk in.
Where's the tape on your key?
That's what she said, man. She looked at she grabbed my keys and looked at it and goes, she said something like, nice key.
I said that to you.
The fuck? Like if somebody comes
I
into
I think you're supposed to get that fixed like a year ago.
In, if somebody comes into a shoe store to buy new shoes and their shoes all
buckled.
You put
duct tape. You are all about the duct tape.
If their shoes are all buckled, you don't look at them and be like, nice.
With duct tape?
Yeah, but you still don't look at them and be like, nice shoes.
No.
You wait till they leave and go in the back and then laugh at them.
That's not nice either, though. It's talking about people behind their back.
Everyone does it.
I know, but it's better.
Like you've never done it. You do it all the time.
I do.
You send me text messages about your customers. I'm joking.
Damn. Just threw me under the bus.
Well, you, like me, have more than one job. So if any of our
And they're both in retail.
Yes, if any of our employers are listening.
Love you.
No, you fuckos have got to figure out which one we're talking about. So go fuck yourself. All right? How you like them apples? All right? What do you mean? It's an American riddle. All right?
That was awesome.
I don't run.
That's shit. Great. I'm going to drink to that.
Yeah, man. Yeah, drink to that. Drink your. I wish I had a spirit. Something right now. But that's okay. I'll drink my iced tea. That's what's up. So, I have a key. I'll take a picture and post it to you guys so you guys can see it. It's wrapped. I mean, these keys cost like a couple hundred dollars.
No, you told me that. That's crazy.
Yeah. I mean, you know, it's either $200 or $200 in the tank. You know what I mean? Or $200, you know. So, you know, my son might need some shoes or food or shelter.
That's important. You
know, I'm trying to
more important
trying to
than
make it happen. It's just a key.
As long as the key works.
Only thing is, when it gets hot like this, the duct tape does melt and it starts to slide. It's pretty ghetto. It's true, but yeah,
you also have like a rainbow key on there.
Yeah, that's a whole nother story. It's not really a rainbow. It's kind of like
colorful.
This one has some sort of tropics. It's like to my mom's house, and she made the key for me, and it's colorful. So I guess she didn't want.
So you remember?
But even still, yes, yeah, she knows that I have a lot of keys. So it's a whole, yeah, it's a whole
pretty
thing,
cute.
Man. It's a whole thing. That's yeah. I got issues when it comes to keys. My goal this year is to, at the end of the year, is to downsize on my key ring, and almost become keyless at some point.
Hmm.
Be nice because some cars come keyless. Mine, unfortunately, doesn't because it's old. But,
yeah, but there's the button turning the engine on.
Yeah, maybe I can rig it. When I was growing up, my uncle had this old car. It's called an Opel. And he rigged it where you would just push a button and it would start.
That's what they do now.
So before it's time.
That's awesome.
This was like a little black button. I remember, I think Batman, the Batmobile with Adam West had a button too to start.
That's cool.
He had a whole bunch. He had an actual phone in there. He had all sorts of stuff.
Hmm.
I always liked Batman because his car was well equipped, and if he ever got into a firefight, he had the Bat Shield. You ever seen a Bat Shield? You have no idea what I'm talking about. I can see it in your eyes.
Is.
No idea. The Bat Shield is bulletproof, and it was like a glass shield in the shape of a bat. Really cool device, and him and Robin would get down in it. They could barely fit in it, so they were hunched over, and they'd walk forward with it. I'll have to see if I can find something with
see
it on
this.
It. Yeah, it's for the hardcore television junkies out there. Used to watch Adam West and Burt Ward, a.k.a. Batman and Robin. Yeah, I'm giving you a little history. Got to know your history, Miriam. Got to know. You never know when this conversation might come up. Facts are flowing today. I seem to know stuff. Did a recording recently that hasn't aired, but with Victor Mendez.
Uh-oh.
I couldn't remember any facts. Sometimes you get on the podcast, and I've talked about this before, where... Am I talking too much? I'm talking pretty fast right now.
Well, we're kind of
a lot
in
to say. I'm not in no hurry.
No, we're
we got
okay.
All the time in the world. But probably just got a lot bottled up. Sometimes when you get off work, you're just jazzed up.
Mm-hmm.
You just want to like let it loose. I guess that's why so many people go to happy hour and stuff like that, and they pound some drinks and for that hour. Happy hour is not really a happy hour.
It's a binge
hour.
Drinking hour.
Yeah. It usually goes beyond an hour.
Yeah, it's usually a couple hours, and then it keeps going.
Mm.
It's cheap drinks for a little bit, and then it's a...
Dollar brewskis.
These are three, but that's not bad.
Well, it's a better beer.
It is.
What are you drinking?
Yingling.
Yeah.
It's all right.
It's not like you're drinking Miller Lite or something.
No. Those are
stuff.
The other options. Mm.
Can't do it.
Uh-oh.
So, yeah, customer service is...
tough.
Yeah, it is what it is, though. You got to do it. I mean, what are you going to do?
Something else.
Yeah. Well, you got to put yourself in a position to do so. You know, because I was talking about, I think, on our last podcast about when you change occupations and or when you're looking to, you know, have a voice in something that you're doing or something that you're creatively, actively involved with, or trying to pursue, whether it be a dream or whether it's a, you know, passion, hobby, whatever. You have to find that, I guess you got to find that crew or that group that's actually going to, you know, take a second out and listen to you, where your voice and your vote counts. Sometimes we're involved in these atmospheres where it's so much going on and you're just part of the machine.
Yeah.
You know? And it's not their fault because they're part of the machine too, you know? The people that you're around, it's like they're part of their own machine, so they got their own things that they have to worry about. Right. So I guess you got to put it all in perspective. But that's why I think it's so important that people do understand that, you know, sometimes you just got to, you know, put it out there and create something of your own, you know? Get out there and build something, whether it's something like this, like a podcast, film, whether it's something like, your own business, small business, like, you know, opening a wine shop or being a consultant, or I'm just thinking about stuff that I'm involved in actively. Mm-hmm. And I've been thinking about that a lot lately, about when we talked about Nimrod and when I was hanging out. I'm talking a lot about Nimrod lately.
It really marked you.
Well, I think it's just a matter of when you sit down with people and they respond.
Mm-hmm. No, I get it.
It goes a long way.
Yeah.
Where you're listened to and your thoughts and
it's so rare nowadays, which is so sad, right?
Again, because they're part of, when you're part of a machine, whether it's a big corporation or a small business where they're focused on their own needs, sometimes the employees can get overlooked. And sometimes everyone's needs isn't properly communicated, whether it's a time issue or whether it's ego issues, or it could be anything. You know, a lot of times we don't have time to figure out the motherfucker.
Right.
You know what I mean? We're just
work so fast and hard here in America.
Yeah. Well, anywhere. Everyone works hard and fast. Yeah.
Not everywhere.
Well, you haven't been everywhere and haven't worked everywhere. But
no,
if you go around a corner, if you go to the shoe store, if you go to, you know, the food, the deli in Italy, you go anywhere, everyone's going to say they work hard. You know what I mean? But that's the individual. It depends on, you know, I can't judge someone else and see how they work. The point is, if you're in a position where you're unhappy and you're not getting any results that you're looking for, then you got to make a change.
Yep.
You have to make a change, I think. Oh, I know so. I mean, you have to just keep working, sucking it up and taking it on the chin, you know? And see what's next. And so I've been thinking about that, because when I was hanging out again with the wine crew, and you know, I'm talking, and you know, it's good to sit down and talk to people and bounce some ideas around and put the ideas in place to where their goals, and then try to work together and meet those goals, and a voice is heard. And I like that, and I've been a part of that before, coming from my own background of owning a business and, you know, being a consultant and having, you know, my own sales territory and people looking at you for advice or looking at you for solutions. And you experience that in retail as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, lots of questions.
But few and far between do you get that pat on the back or that reward, especially when you're part of a machine that, you know, you don't get.
Thank you would be nice, you know.
Yeah, fuck that. I need cash.
Well,
I'm kind of beyond that. With me, it's like I need to be able to do something and generate some sort of...
growth is nice.
Yes. Yes. Some sort of compensation, and it's not on a yearly basis.
Yeah.
And you know, where I'm going with this is you know, you just got to... you got to hold on for the ride. And, you know, if there's something that you're looking for, you know, not just you, but myself or people listening, you got to go out there and create it. Or you got to go out there and aggressively take it, you know? You do. You know? And I'm thinking about that, you know, I'm just thinking about my trip out to California coming up.
You know, soon.
It's been planned out for the past, I guess, 5 months now. And you asked me, I think you asked me the other day, you're like, are you nervous or something? I'm not nervous. I don't really, because I've been doing this for so long, you know? I mean,
yeah,
when you do something for like 15 years...
it's such a big event.
When you do so, it is, and I talked to Victor about this, who owns the Vienna Vintner. I talked to him about this yesterday, and we discussed, you know, the size of it. And when you're talking, I do a lot of wine events where sometimes it's could be as low as five people. I've done them in people's houses where I come over and I entertain their friends. It could be four people, six people. And I'm in their house or mansion and I entertain them. I pour wines. I talk about them. I get them to get involved and talk about them. Yeah. And then I go about my way. And then I've done them where it's, you know, been... You know, it was a trade show or something like that where it's been, you know,
hundreds
or a thousand or something like that. But 3,500 to 4,500 people is, yeah, it's Herculean.
It's
pretty big event. Intense. And the planning part of it over the past 5 months has been just putting the pieces of the puzzle together and going out there. I don't think I'm nervous. I'm just, you know, I'm trusting the system and trusting that everything will fall into place as far as the vendors getting the wine there and then the people who are volunteering their time to come assist me that I met almost just by chance, you know, through my connections, whether it's, you know, in the wine industry or not. Film business, I've reached out to them via social media and connected, and they volunteered to help. So as long as they show up, everything, even if they don't, I'm confident I can handle whatever comes my way. So I'm prepared mentally to handle it.
That's good.
By myself.
You've had time to prepare, which is good. But
you know, I don't want to be at a table and just be pouring and stuff like that. Wine, especially a very popular, you know, local celebrities wine. But yes, any help is appreciated. And,
for sure.
I got Colleen coming, who used to work at the Vienna Vintner, and she's based out of Los Angeles now.
She's awesome.
So I hit her up on Twitter.
I miss her.
Yeah, I hit her up on Twitter, and she was like, "Yeah, I'd love to be down."
Sweet.
And I got my boy Will Blagrove. He's an actor, up and coming actor. He's in a lot of commercials, TV commercials now. I think he's in a movie called Divergence or something like that on coming out soon. I can't remember who's in it. I don't know if you can look that up on IMDb. Your iPad's not working?
I can't connect it to AT&T.
Ah. You'll have to take that to one of the local retailers and see if they can fix it.
Yeah.
Huh?
Yeah, I might have to do that, unfortunately.
Just walk in. Need it fixed right now. Don't have no appointment. What the fuck?
Let me call 911 because I don't have an appointment.
Make it work. You like that, huh? Yeah. You can't be demanding as a customer.
Hey, man, it's my last day of vacation.
You need another beer?
Sure. I'll do it.
So, what was I talking about? I forgot.
Will Blagrove.
Yeah, great guy. Fun, interesting story. I'm going to try to do a podcast with Will. Interesting character. Met him for a film festival that I'm programming director for called the Washington West Film Festival. We're based out of Reston, Virginia. And he was in a little short film last year. Very charismatic, charming young man. And I noticed that right off the bat when I saw him. I can't really look through that once you see what he's got coming up in his filmography. And I would describe Will, very striking, very tall, fit brother. And very outgoing. I told you I compare him to both Denzel Washington and Will Smith as far as his personality. So he's like, I should have contacted him months ago. But I know, I sent him a little note and said, "Yo, if you're free, you know, come to Paramount, private event, and see what's up." And yeah, he responded. He'd love to help. So I think he'd be, Divergent is the name of the film that he's got coming out.
Yep.
It's got the chick from one movie. It's got Kate Winslet in it.
Really?
I can't pronounce this chick's name. How do you pronounce her name? She was in that movie with George Clooney. It was a great movie, The Descendants. Isn't that the name of it?
Shailene Woodley.
Shailene Woodley. A little youngin' coming up.
She's pretty.
Yeah, she's going to be hot when she gets older. Put her on a layaway plan.
91.
Yeah. Put her on a layaway plan. Let her mature in the bottle like wine.
Oh, Lord.
Yeah, she was good. She was very good in The Descendants with George Clooney.
Oh, yeah, that's
good. One of my favorite films.
That's a great film.
Yeah, one of my favorite films. And we'll see. We'll see what this film's like. So Will has been making a lot of noise running around Hollywood. I'm going to try to do a, land a podcast with him when I'm out west.
That's cool.
Talk about the film business and his everyday struggles. Hopefully, we'll see. I'm not going to make any promises, people, but I'll see if I can nail him down for a 45-minute or 15-minute or an hour or two-hour interview. We'll see.
Cool.
And yeah, he's working on that. So he's in the latest, I think, Kentucky Fried Chicken commercial, too. What is it so funny?
What? Yum.
Yeah, I love KFC.
Me too.
You don't like KFC?
I do.
I've been on a KFC kick lately, too.
Oh, God.
I went three times last week.
Whoa.
I mean, not last week.
Oh my God.
Sorry. Last month, I think.
I was going to say, yeah. Oh, my God. That's a lot.
You.
Ooh, that's a lot of fried chicken.
Yeah. Yeah. No, like three times last month. That and Chinese food lately.
Chinese, really?
Yeah.
You? I thought you were all about Vietnamese.
I was, but I phased out of it, man. It's like,
why?
I don't know.
It's healthier.
It is, but man.
Chinese, like what?
The fried food and the poo-poo platter. The poo-poo platter. My son and I, Justin, we'll start with the poo-poo platter, and then we'll down that, and then we'll get like two big entrees, and they'll look at us because it's just
that's
you know,
a lot of food,
yeah,
man.
It's an 11.
You too.
It's an. You're funny.
You can.
It's an 11-year-old.
Dudes, man, can eat a lot.
It's an 11-year-old child, and myself, and we'll get enough for about four people.
Oh my!
We kill it all.
Oof.
Yeah, the poo-poo platter, we go to town. We eat everything.
But it's nice to have variety, you know?
It's got everything in
that's
the poo-poo
platter. That's why I like
everything. Where was I at? I was just talking about poo-poo platter. Oh, we went to an Italian restaurant last night, and we were eating.
Pazzo.
We were getting different, what's the name of it?
Pazzo Pomodoro.
Pazzo Pomodoro.
The crazy
in
tomato.
Vienna, Virginia. Very nice restaurant if you guys are ever out in Vienna, Virginia. Really nice feel. It's a bit small and narrow, but excellent pasta, excellent seafood.
Yum.
So we ordered a bunch of different appetizers, and I looked up at the waitress, and I was like, man, you guys should have a poo-poo platter. Poo-poo. What is it called, poo-poo? It's like a shit platter, huh? Whole bunch of shit. What's the deal with that? I haven't done science.
That's your sign for impersonating.
What's going? Why do they call it a poo? Are they feeding us shit? What is going on? It's terrible. You know, we should all walk around with headphones and microphones on just to hear how we sound. Think about that. Miriam's over here having a heart attack.
I'm dying. Oh my gosh.
She can't handle it. The staff is we're broadcasting today outside of Ruth Chris's steakhouse.
Yeah, they've been on point.
So they've been really cool.
Yeah.
About giving us a very nice outdoor table.
Yeah. In the shade.
Yeah, it's in the shade. Nice round table. I think I was thinking about doing this. Tell me what you think about this.
Well,
getting some lavalier mics, lapel mics.
Oh.
And going to, I was thinking about the conversation I was having at the restaurant last night. And I had a very good conversation with a couple people. And we're talking, critiquing the food. Really very good interaction. I was like, God, I wish I was podcasting this.
Oh, wow.
And that would be a cool podcast to just show up. And restaurants may not like it, but they would know because you got the
yeah, but you can't wear headphones at the table.
No, you just roll with it. Just hit record. This would be like strapped, and the lavaliers are strapped to your belt. And you go. And you're just talking and eating.
Talk about food.
And anything else that comes up. Yeah, whatever comes up, but it's recorded. I think that would be either a good segment or a good podcast, especially when people are looking for places to go.
Yeah. You can try it and see how it goes.
So Ruth Chris Steakhouse. It's Chris, right? Ruth Chris. It's not
Ruth's.
Yeah, it's
Chris.
Ruth's. Who's Ruth?
I don't
know. I wonder what the history is behind that. But Ruth Chris's Steak. I always say Chris is. Ruth's Chris Steakhouse. It's cool enough to let us hang out and broadcast out of Fairfax, VA. I know you guys have been here, so. Show them some. Yeah, you really got to show them no love. They get a lot of love.
They're okay.
They're doing all right.
Yeah,
huh?
They're doing okay.
It's not like, you know, they need, you know, my handful of listeners to.
Hey, man. You never know. No.
They got good steak here.
Mm. I honestly have not eaten here in a long time, but the beer's good.
Yeah, the tea's pretty good, too. I need a beverage.
Do you want some of my beer?
No, I'm good.
That's good.
It's probably best I don't. I'm hungry.
Oh, we can eat here.
Yeah.
You want some steak?
Yeah, get a steak. Walk out like $150 lighter.
Yeah.
That's all I need.
It's true. It's Happy Hour, maybe. They have a different menu.
Mm. Mm. I don't even know what I was talking about. I'm just rambling on, I think.
Well, this was very last minute again. You know, I mean, you're going to do so many podcasts this week. You're going to start doing it every day.
If I could.
That's
a lot. At some point, maybe. Maybe that would be cool. At least two, maybe. Maybe two. Two or three. Some. I don't even know how cats do the every day one. I mean, well, you got to have a staff, you know, studio, like I said, with the air conditioning and stuff like that, place for people to sit, because, you know. Hey, meet me outside. It's snowing out today, but we'll just post up. That ain't going
to
work.
Well,
you know what I mean? It's 107 degrees. Let's meet up, you know. Your hair starts frizzing up.
All right.
You know, makeup starts running. Kills me is when the people put perfume on and they're running around in the heat.
It's like sweat and perfume.
Damn, man. You're killing me. I smelled so many people today. They just had so much perfume on.
They're trying to hide the...
They got to cut it out. It doesn't work. It's like going to the gym. You know when people go to the gym and they put cologne or perfume on?
Oh, why?
It doesn't work, man.
I didn't know people did that at the gym.
It, like, becomes some sort of chemical... Yeah. Some sort of chemical reaction with your sweat. So you basically take bologna. Because a lot of people smell like bologna or cabbage. It's a fact. It's a fact. Is it not? It's a fact. So a lot of people smell like bologna or a wet dog. Some people smell like wet dogs.
Yeah.
You know, like wet hair or something. They stink. They stink. And so to mask that, they must, I don't even know if they smell. They just decide to, maybe they think they're going to meet Mr. Wright or Ms. Wright
at the gym.
But, it ain't happening, man.
Are people actually socializing like that at the gym?
Go to the gym. It'll go to the gym.
I don't want to see
high-fiving. I don't want to see any
people
talking.
People high-five at the gym, too.
I don't want to see any talking.
Yeah. Nice pull-up.
Yeah, I don't want to see any talking on your cell phone. I've seen some cats reading the paper. How are you going to read the paper and you're sweating and the ink's, you know, running on your paper? It doesn't work that
That's
way.
Weird.
You go to the gym, you go to the gym.
Like cycling? Like,
work
what do you
out.
Mean?
Put some shoes on. I hate when
gym,
I see flip-flops. Fucking flip-flops in the gym. Were you going to...
Better than walking around barefoot, though.
I've seen that, too.
Ew.
Arnold Schwarzenegger used to work out barefoot. Mm. They used to work out, like, in their underwear and stuff. Mm. Yeah, they were animals back in the 70s, though.
That's not cute.
You know? Arnold, though? You ever seen Arnold back in his prime?
I just saw True Lies was on TV today.
That wasn't Arnold in his prime, though.
No, this was after his bodybuilding days.
He was still big in True Lies. He was in decent shape.
Yeah,
now, not
younger.
So much. Have you seen him now? The motherfucker
it's
lost
been a while,
it.
But...
Yeah, he's lost pretty, his chest.
He's old now, man.
His chest is... Yeah, but
it's
Lou...
It's still out there, but it's saggy.
I think he's like, you know... He's got old man itis.
Yeah, I don't know if I want to be pulling up a picture of that, but
I believe
you.
He's got old man
itis.
It's fucked up. I was disappointed.
You know, he was at Whitefoot Mall, my coworker at the time. She got his autograph, but he was kind of a douche about it.
I've heard. Yeah, I've heard things, man. But, you know, they can't always have good days. You know, these guys are just trying to make it like everyone else.
I mean, he was trying to shop. They were trying to shop.
Yeah,
they
got things
to do. I'm trying to shop here for my kids.
He's
got
a lot of...
All right, well.
Yeah, he's trying to do some stuff.
Whitefoot.
I don't know. I don't know how I'd be if I was like that, you know. But you catch somebody on a bad day. But yeah, his chest has dropped down like to his lower rib, so it looks kind of bizarre. Especially because I used to really admire his physique and you know his road traveled at one point. Mm. And I mean, it's Arnold, you know, Mr. O.
Mr. O.
Yeah, Mr. Olympia. You know what that means, Mr. O.
He was very strong.
But him and Lou Ferrigno had a showdown. Like, Lou always tried to beat him, a.k.a. the Incredible Hulk. But Lou is still hanging in there.
You think more so?
I know so. Well, it's not like I saw him recently, but I've seen pictures on the internet. The internet didn't lie.
Mm, never?
Nah, never. I take it. This goal is God, hand of God. God's word down to Moses. That shit's real on the internet. Mm-mm. Take it from me, people. Take it to the bank. So, you got Arnold out there. Why was I talking about Arnold anyway? Oh, yeah. Why was I talking about Arnold? Come on, help me now.
Old man itis.
He's got old man itis. He does. I mean, he's old for one, you know. So, his body starts to, you know, it starts to break down. But what the hell was I talking about that for? Huh? God damn, I totally forgot. I was going to bring this all together, people. This iced tea's really got its hooks in me. Must be the sweet and low. Don't use sweet and low.
It's not good.
No, it ain't where it's at. But whatever reason I was bringing up Arnold, you know, Who knows? I'm trying to figure it out because I do want to. I was going somewhere with it. That's the thing about this podcasting. You're running your mouth. And that's why it's important that maybe we all should have headphones on sometimes. Because sometimes you're just in a conversation. You'd be like, what the fuck was I talking about? Who knows? Keep on going. That's the end of that, people. We can't bring it all together. When I hit rewind and figure this out.
Bailey needs to be here.
Mm.
He remembers.
Superhero Bailey Fink. Yep. So, whatever reason I was going on in a rant about that, we will never know.
Only when we listen back.
But the point is, if there's a point to this, stay in shape, motherfuckers. You know what I mean? I think that's what we were talking about.
Being at the gym.
Yeah, being at the gym. See there? It all comes back. That's it. Now you know. You heard it here. That's what I'm talking about. You can't be going to the gym barefoot. Arnold used to work out. He used to do squats barefoot. Hey, motherfuckers. That's so pictures. Weird. You got to Google it. He used to do them in trunks, barefoot. You go to the gym, don't wear flip-flops.
Well,
it's like when you go to the airport.
If it prevents you from getting fungus, I mean, that's not, you know, in the shower and all those.
When I take a shower, I don't wear anything, though. Because I don't like flip-flops. I don't like stuff in between my
toes. But it's better than fungus on your
toe. I guess I should wear like a shoe. You know those shoes with the grip?
Yeah, the swimming
pool. Little knob things. I bought some for my son one day, but he slipped and hit his head.
Oy.
Yeah, in the pool one time.
Yeah, the pool shoes. Pool
shoes, yeah. I think I have some. In my
that's
truck.
What people wear.
Been there for like 6 years.
Never wore. I have
some stuff
too.
In my truck that's been there for forever. I'm telling you. Looky here. Sorry, just people watching. A woman in a red dress.
It's not even that great.
Looky here. I just like saying looky here. There's a nice little treat. I like saying stuff like that. It just doesn't make any sense. You know?
It makes little sense.
I think it's just pretty funny to say. Looky here, looky. Lando Calrissian did that. He did it in Empire Strikes Back when Princess Leia came off the Millennium Falcon when they came to Bespin and Cloud City. And they'd landed, and Lando looks in for all my Star Wars geeks out there. Listen, you guys know what I'm talking about. You guys know what I'm here to looky here moment. Lando looked at Princess Leia and was like, my, what do we have here? He sounded a little bit cooler than I did. My, what do we... I don't know if he said my. What do we have here? Yeah. Yeah. What do we have here?
That sounds pretty good, actually.
What do we have here? Yeah.
Well, it's got all deep.
Yeah, that's what you got to do. Like Billy D!
Lord.
Billy D, man. Billy D was a pimp player. I mean, there wasn't many brothers on a silver screen back in the day. Billy D was commanding it. I'd like to interview him. Just tell me, what was it like? You know what I mean? Way before Lando. You know? He was pimping it. You got to be
That'd be a great interview.
A ghetto star is who you are. You know? It's amazing when I think about that. I've talked about this on a podcast before. That sometimes, or back in the day, you know, when I was coming up, there wasn't that many brothers on the silver screen. So, like, we looked at all of them as a hero. It's like one for the team. Like, it was something to look towards. Because if you looked at Hollywood over the years, Hollywood, the way they depicted African-Americans and the way African-Americans were depicted on film, I mean, it was few and far between. And, you know, we were like butlers and running around, shuffling, you know what I mean, or comedians or something. And, you know, it wasn't a lot of roles for female or African-American males. So when I saw Jim Brown, or when I saw Jim Kelly, who recently passed away from Enter the Dragon, represent, show some respect.
Seriously.
Drink a little bit for my homie that ain't here.
I'll do that too.
I mean?
Mm-hmm. Mm.
So, got to do that. And so, of course, when you have Billy Dee Williams, and you have Sidney Poitier, and you have Bill Cosby, I mean, I could just the list goes on. And finally, it evolved. And gave not just African Americans, but other minorities an opportunity in Hollywood to say, you know, we can do, you know.
It's very true.
Yeah, let's, you know, put us in. Put us in. I think that's important. It opens doors, you know. And it was a big deal. I remember the family getting together and watching the Oscars. And, you know, every time, you know, win, lose, or draw. When Louis Gossett Jr. won Best Supporting Actor, An Officer and a Gentleman. I mean, we celebrated. That was back in the day, man. Then he did Enemy Mine. He was like, brr, brr. You ever seen Enemy Mine with Randy Quaid? think it was Randy Quaid. Louis Gossett Jr. was like a, some sort of alien, and he was male and female and could have a baby.
What?
Went from Oscars to...
Wow.
To some bullshit. But, but you know what I mean?
Is that your alien sound effect?
No, that's what he sounded really? Like. You can Google it. I mean, if you're all right, thanks. If you Google Louis Gossett Jr. Enemy Mine, he looks like a some sort of pod, an egghead in his mouth, and he had gills. Looked like Gill Man. Looked like Mantis or something. There was a TV show called Mantis, another African American brother in the 80s. I could list them all, man, and I'd root for them all, and I'd watch them all, good or bad, win, lose or draw. Now it's almost a norm, you know. We have, you know, I think it's just important, you know. And this is why I got a problem with the Lone Ranger, with your Johnny Depp portraying Tonto. Yeah. You know, Indians should be the Indians. Let the natives do their thing. I mean, if we had an MLK movie, I don't think you'd have. I don't think you'd have. Someone of another nation, but you could. You technically could, as long as they have the physical traits. And when I see Johnny Depp, I think it's a distraction.
Yeah,
because you recognize him. It's Johnny Depp, or it's Captain whatever. What's his name? Captain from the movies, Pirate in the Caribbean, or something.
Sparrow.
Captain Jack Sparrow, and we love Captain Jack Sparrow. But you see that in the trailer where that character transcends into, and that's what you think going into Tonto. And I believe that movie was doomed from the beginning. But I'm hearing good reviews here and there, and I think I'm going to check it out. But you know, at the end of the day, I don't think this generation is that interested in the Lone Ranger. I don't think that this generation gives a crap unless you're like Superman or Batman or something like that. And
you're right.
You know, you would have to. I would say to make a successful Lone Ranger, and this is just my prediction without seeing the film, and I'll talk about it later. To make a successful run go of the Lone Ranger, you need to make it as a true Western. Not an action adventure, a comedy adventure.
That's a good point.
It should be a dramatic Western movie.
So it has a little more respect.
Yep. And the mask and Tonto, all that, those are, that's just part
unknowns.
Of the mask. Yeah, it's like something that comes in secondary. But Tonto and the Lone Ranger build off their relationship together.
Yeah.
If you build off that relationship and that bond, then people... But they were trying... From the trailer and everything you're reading, they're
action.
Trying to build it. Action, comedy, you're thinking Jack Sparrow, dressed up as an Indian with a crow on top of his head. You know,
it is confusing.
And all you do is sell that movie. What you're doing is you're selling that movie for... weekend box office to try to make back whatever you invested.
Exactly.
Then you lose the story. Then you lose the mythology around that. Then you lose a core audience.
Yeah.
You lose that. You ain't got nothing. Yeah. You just got a product you're putting out. It's no different than setting up a damn peanut stand or a cotton candy stand on a corner for the weekend, and that's it. And people don't even remember what it was. It was cotton candy. Who gives a shit? It's bullshit. So look at this fool driving over the damn curb.
He's got a Hummer.
Ain't
he thinks he can
bitch.
Do anything.
And that's the attitude we're dealing with, people. People don't give a shit. Just drove the car. Just drove over the
damn
curb.
Because he was too lazy to turn his...
Yeah. Didn't want to back out and go out the right way. So he has a 4x4. You know?
That's unreal.
No, it isn't.
Oh my God.
This is the
happens.
World we're living in. It's all about me. Them. Wow. Me being them.
Mm.
Yep. So, Lone Ranger. What we're going to do now, folks... We're going to go into the, we're going to check out This Is the End.
Right.
Check that out and see what that's about. Give you a little play-by-play look at that. And I want to see something. I was going to see The Lone Ranger, but then I was like, you know what? I'm hearing a lot of nothing but positive things about this. And they say the story is very original. And everything that I've seen this summer has not been original.
Been, you've been pretty disappointed.
Yeah,
this
summer's
summer.
it's been a hack job.
Yeah,
it's been a just one hack job after the other, and I think I liked. I don't know. People keep asking me, running up to me. God, it's, you know,
I'm not asking you about Superman.
Yeah,
ever
everyone keeps saying Man of Steel. Blah, blah. You know, all right, I dig it. All right, I'm sick of it. Man of Steel.
Get
making lots
it.
Of money. That's what they want. They wanted to make money. They don't care of its direct connection. To
it's not quality. It's quantity of moolah.
Mm. It's bullshit. I read today that Russell Crowe put out a statement saying he welcomes the idea of a prequel. No.
What?
No, give it a second. Let me finish. Oh, no. He welcomes the idea of a prequel to Man of Steel. You know what that sets up? A movie about whom? The best part of Man of Steel. Jor-El. The best part of... I said it as soon as I saw the movie. I'd like to see a movie about Jor-El. That was the best part because it showed the... I'm going off into a Man of Steel rant here. It showed the connection between... husband and wife, husband, wife, and newborn son. It showed that, which everyone in the world can relate to. And it also showed them having to leave their home, forced out of their home. These are things that people can relate to. This is what, this is the connection. Whether they make the movie or not is not the point. Mm. The fact is that he's thinking about this and he planted that seed, if he did or not. I read it on the internet, so I don't, you know.
So it's got
to
be
true. But my point that I'm trying to make is that type of story is interesting to people.
More so than what?
Motherfucker flying through the air, busting down buildings. Yeah. You know, come on. Let's get the check. You know. He's good.
Yeah, he's on point.
I noticed that the microphones kind of seem to... I should just bring a microphone every time I go out to eat.
Wherever you go.
It seems to command a bit of respect.
Well, he's coming out all like discreet. Yeah, at least he's not like speaking. And
I like it. No, I don't mind if they speak. I think the audience likes to hear that interaction, and it's kind of
He's being respectful. He's being awesome. Yeah, he's on point. He brought me a third beer. I'm like, I don't know. That's really nice. Necessary.
Yeah, three beers. You'll be three sheets to the wind.
Yeah, I gotta go to the bathroom before the movie.
So anyway, back to that Man of Steel rant. This is, you know, people want to be connected somehow. You know, we get it. It's a movie. We like movie magic, but all this stuff about the destruction and the last film I saw with the White House being blown up, and these are things that we value as a culture, as a community, as an American, I don't want to see these things torn down time and time again. You know, I don't mind being invaded and then we somehow, you know, going to battle with whomever is invading us and then, you know, whooping some ass, but at the same time, you know, don't tear down the buildings and the White House and the Capitol and stuff like that. Come on, let's stick to the focus, which is human nature, human beings, story, connection. That's the stuff. Great stories and great films.
That's where the depth is.
Yeah. So, with that, we're gonna go see. This is the end. Let's see how much depth is in that. It should be.
Should
be a cool movie with some of our favorite comedians. Comics, actors, who's in that? I forgot. My boy, can't remember,
man.
It's the whole Judd Apatow crew, you know.
Yeah, exactly.
Everybody from Freaks and Geeks.
James Franco, Jonah Hill.
Yeah, Jonah Hill.
Who else you got in all here?
Seth Rogen.
Oh my god, I can't pronounce all these.
So we got you guys get the picture. We're a few weeks behind seeing it. I'm sure a lot of you may have seen it.
Kevin
Maybe
Hart's
not.
In it, too.
Yeah, it should be the shit.
All
so
right, let's go.
I'm going to go check that out. We'll report back, tell you what's up, give you the 411, and we'll be back right after these words.
There is just one Schlitz, yeah, nothing else comes near. When you're out of Schlitz, you're out of beer. You like it light with a big taste too. There's only one brew that will do. When you're out of Schlitz, you're out of beer. Real gusto in the great light beer Schlitz.
Guess who's back? Yeah.
I can't hear anything.
What do you mean you can't hear? You're probably not plugged in, Chief Quimby. Let's make it happen. Put it in the hole.
There you go.
There, it's inserted. Back. Just went to see This Is the End. What do you think?
That was funny. I was entertained.
Entertaining film.
Unexpectedly funny.
Yeah. My God, I mean, it's basically, you have to suspend again. There's a lot of that going on. It seems to be a common theme where you have to suspend any logic or reasoning when you go into movies, but a fun film. Basically, a group of guys that decided to get some cameras and some sound, some audio, and just hit record and go with it.
Pretty much.
You know, and who better to watch? What do you think?
What a great combo. No, it was great. A lot of funny people, a lot of good cameos, a lot of fun times.
James Franco. Trying to pull it up. I'm not really that fast. Trying to pull up the internet. So, yeah, starring This Is the End, starring James Franco, Jonah Hill, Seth Rogen. How do you pronounce this dude's name? I cannot pronounce people's last name.
Baruchel.
James Baruchel. Danny McBride representing Fredericksburg, VA. You know, local talent gone big. Yeah, great guy. You know him from HBO's, Eastbound and Down.
Oh, yeah.
Great film. Craig Robinson representing Culpeper, Virginia. No, he doesn't really. I just said that. He seems like he would be from Culpeper, Virginia, though. So, Michael Sierra, snorting a lot of cocaine in the movie. Guys, spoiler alert, too. Spoiler. I will try not to go into great detail. But a funny movie if you like everyone. Even had Emma Watson from the Harry Potter series.
Hermione.
I like her with her accent better. Her accent wasn't as thick in Harry Potter, was it?
She had an accent in Harry Potter.
But they're she toned it down a little bit, I think. It was very thick. Maybe I didn't notice it. Maybe she was a child.
I think she was the only one with an accent. Now. She was the only one with an accent in the film.
More of a woman. So. I liked her neck.
Shorter hair. You could see her neck now.
Yeah. Who else is in it? You had... you had everybody. Rihanna made an appearance.
Kevin Hart.
Paul Rudd came in for a second. Yeah, Kevin Hart. Aziz.
And sorry.
Yeah, Aziz. He's a funny
face. He got his face bashed.
Yeah,
in.
He got a funny face. And really great B-level special effects, but you give it a pass. Kind of a Ghostbuster-ish quality to it. Film itself, a little bit of a moral... I guess, moral type meaning toward the end. I got a little bored midway through.
Yeah.
I got a little bored, and I was like, all right, it's just looping over and over and over again. It seemed to be on loop mode.
Yeah, I can see
And I was
see
like,
that.
All right, here we go. Yeah. And they just kind of went through the motions as far as the jokes. And basically, if what made it work is the fact it's Jonah Hill. You know, it's Craig Robinson. It's Seth Rogen. And if you like watching these guys, very entertaining because basically, like I said, it feels like you just hit the record button. You got these.
It's just them fucking around,
basically. And a bunch of rich guys, funny guys, talented guys got together and said, let's do this. I mean, kind of similar to a la Adam Sandler, what he does with his crew. But I think this is probably reaching a much wider audience, I think, because these guys have put together serious films, dramatic comedies. They put together a really good array of movies.
Well, they have a huge following, and so I think that whatever
and they've been doing
together,
it for years,
right? They have a lot of
experience
since
they were kids, like 15 years old.
They just know each other. They work well off,
and they're very
other.
Comfortable.
Yeah,
very
that's
comfortable.
A big difference.
So yeah, really very fun. Very fun to watch, I think. But I got a little bored midway through. Then it just started picking. There's some scenes that scared the bejesus out of me.
I felt you jumping.
I was jumping in the damn
because
movie.
They would have these movies.
Because I'm thinking this
kind of
comedy. And then I let my guard down for a second. And what happens?
Then
a
jumps.
Demon jumps out of nowhere. And it's like, what the fuck?
That was
what
awesome.
What movie is this?
It was great. Unexpected.
But I think a very funny, very, very fun. You know, it's cool to watch them play themselves.
Yeah.
And run around and make fun of their career.
Yeah.
So yeah, I think overall it worked. Would I recommend it to someone who doesn't know them? Probably not.
No, they have to kind of like them. And
yeah,
because
I was thinking
humor.
The whole time I was thinking, well, not the whole time, but a few times I thought to myself, if you just took them out of it and just put, you know, five or six guys. Just unknowns, it wouldn't work.
No, it'd
be
it's
a
because
bullshit
it's them
movie.
And you recognize them and you know them and you think they're funny.
Mm-hmm. Kind of like this podcast. It reminds me. I'm like, okay, the shit I'm saying basically might be funny to the couple, three or four people that know me. But if you don't know me, who's this asshole? Who does he think he is?
though, kind of like this podcast. There are comedians out, real comedians out there doing great podcasts and great things. And then you got me, American Riddle. God damn, where do I go from here?
Just up.
Fuck. Yeah, maybe I'll get into the pearly gates like in the movie. Well, the movie is, what is it, the end of days, and the demons are coming for you, and people are running around looting and pillaging and raping and killing, and the devil is hard at work killing people, and then if you're lucky, you're one of the chosen, you ascend into heaven.
Yeah, by sacrificing and...
Well, it depends what you do. I mean, some of the people right off the bat, they didn't sacrifice. They were probably good people.
Oh, in the... Yeah, that's
yeah,
right.
Yeah, so here...
Well, I thought they were being... At first,
I thought it was like UFOs or
yeah,
some shit.
Yeah, me too.
It's heaven.
Oh.
Heaven was picking everybody up because they knew shit was about to happen and go down.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh.
Except for the dude that lost his head. He just died. He was just in limbo. He had no spirit. Probably a complainer like me. I'll be like James Franco. I've heard in real life James Franco was an asshole.
Really?
A couple of people I work with in the industry said,
"Yeah, they know him? They met him?
Yeah, they've worked with him on set.
Really?
Yeah, and they said he's a jerk.
Inside scoop. Huh.
But he made fun of that.
Yeah.
In this movie.
That's true.
So maybe sometimes they know and they turn around. Because there's been a few people like that too in real life. I've been listening to a couple podcasts and they said Seth MacFarlane used to be an asshole.
Hmm.
Said he was a major pain in the ass, and he changed, and now he's a likable, very nice guy. So you took a look. Well, I think
maybe it's perception. You don't know.
Well, I think
how
one
you're
of the
perceived.
Things that I think it was Adam Carolla was talking about this on Adam Carolla's show on iTunes. He was saying that, Seth Rogen was on one of the airplanes that crashed into the World Trade Center.
No,
and he missed his flight, and he was bitching. He was like a late riser. They tell a story all the time. And they were recently telling a story how Seth MacFarlane, he's the creator of Ted, the movie Ted, and he does Family Guy mm-hmm. and a lot of other very interesting things. And he was the host of the Oscars last year.
That's right.
And he was scheduled to be on one of the planes, and he woke up late, and he was hustling to get to the airport, and he was riding his driver's ass to get there and speed and do what he has to do to get him there. And he said he got there and he was late. The plane took off and he was sitting in the airport watching everything go down, and his plane went right into the World Trade Center.
Wow.
And since then, he's been a different guy. Which could be good. I mean, you know, an intervention.
Hmm.
You know, so sometimes I guess you have to look at yourself from within. Same thing what I was talking about earlier. If you're working somewhere, if you're part of something, sometimes you can always change. You can always better yourself and find something better out there for you.
That's true.
And hopefully it doesn't take something as dramatic as the, the lives lost on 9/11. But I guess it affects everyone. And much like the movie we just saw, that was the message throughout the film. But they took a very lighthearted approach at poking fun of each other. And yeah, I think it worked. It's amazing, you know, and like I said, they use B-grade special effects, music from the 90s,
yep.
Just very fun, and it gets you, they know how to involve you as an audience, you know, because it's shit they like, you know, they say shit that they like, and...
Yeah, but they know people like it because they have a following, so they just
even
keep going
didn't,
with
they still
it.
Say it.
It's still entertaining.
Yeah, it's still fucking
it works.
Funny. It works for the better, yeah. So... I think it was a fun experience running around with those guys for about an hour and a half.
Yeah.
Yeah, very funny. Channum Tatum. What's his
Again.
Name? How do you say his name?
Channum Tatum.
God, I can't say his name. Why did he come up with a fucked up name like that?
I don't think
Channing.
He came up with Channing
Tatum.
Tatum.
Yeah, Channing. What does that mean?
I don't know.
Good looking guy, though.
Yeah.
Huh?
Yeah, he's good looking.
I gotta know. I mean, he must have something on someone because he shows up in every film.
He's the it guy right now. People are like sweating him.
But he's not that bad, though. That's the thing about it. I watched Magic Mike recently. I didn't have shit to do, and I was doing something at home.
Still...
No, but I didn't have anything to do, and it just happened to be on. So I was like, let me leave this on. I found myself watching it, and it's a story to it. It's
well,
a
he
decent...
also has a history. Like He was an actual
He was
like,
good
dancer,
in G.I. Joe.
So he was, you know, he's got experience.
He was good in G.I. Joe. G.I. Joe was probably one of the better movies of the season, the summer season. That's fucked up.
Yeah.
That's fucked like, up that's, for me to say, that's man. Weird. What the fuck's going on? Yeah. You believe that?
No.
G.I. fucking Joe. Dropping a lot of F-bombs here, people. So he did he did 21 Jump Street, funny, with Jonah Hill. He just did White House Down, funny, with Jamie Foxx.
But is it him or they're giving him funny lines?
It doesn't matter, though. It's his agent. If you have a good agent, they work for you, and their job is to put you in the right places that's going to make you shine. He did This Is the End, G.I. Joe Retaliation. He's been in, I think, 3 Steven Soderbergh movies.
Wow. Damn,
I mean,
really?
You're talking Soderbergh, I think. I could be wrong. He's done Side Effects. That's Steven Soderbergh. Huh. Right? He did Haywire. That's Steven Soderbergh. And he's done something else, I'm sure. It's Soderbergh. I'll have to look it up at some other point. Still, 2 Soderbergh movies. I mean, working with Soderbergh is a dream. You know? He's done Public Enemies. That's Michael Mann. He's done... I mean, he's got a serious resume.
Well, he's getting the experience, you know.
And he's parlayed that from, you know, doing what? Step Up or something?
Yeah, I think that's what it was, yeah, a dance movie.
Step Up. So, I mean, he must have one hell of an agent. And no, he's not for the women. He's not hard on the eyes. But he can carry his lines. Mm-hmm. I mean, he always looks like he has a question. You know what I mean? He always looks like he's something's missing. You know? Like he's searching. He's searching for something. But, I mean, he pulls it off. Because he's not just, you know, a good-looking guy, can dance. He was in The Dilemma with, you know, Kevin James. Yeah, he's done...
Wow, I didn't realize he had such a big repertoire already.
He's done a few movies. So, I mean, the guy, I mean, he just keeps showing up. He just had a little bit part in this movie.
But it's memorable.
But it's one of the better parts in the film. And it's a brief cameo, but yeah, you're right. It's something that definitely stands out.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, we'll see what he has coming up next. And then we got Seth Rogen and those guys. They just all made fun of each other and just drilled each other. Great group of guys.
I bet you that's what it's like to hang out with them in real life.
Mm.
You know?
Yeah. Weed.
A lot of weed.
Lots and lots of weed.
A lot of green.
Lots of jokes. Lots of references to other movies.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Did a Pineapple Express sequel?
Oh, that was awesome. A home movie. Oh, one of my favorite movies, the Pineapple Express, and they broke out into the...
They were bored. They were stuck in that house, right?
They got a touch of cabin fever while all hell was breaking loose and Hollywood was burning down. And they decided to make a home movie of the Pineapple Express Part 2 with very bad special effects. Little cars. Matchbox cars for their real car. But that would be a funny movie.
It was fun.
Yeah. Just a you know, a modern, kind of like a modern day...
student film?
Well, not that, but a modern day Rat Pack that these guys got together and just had a ball, you know? And just brought the audience along, you know, for the ride.
Yeah, definitely.
Money well spent, I thought. So
that's fun.
Yeah. And I don't know. I don't have really much more to say about that. It's good. Got to complain a little bit.
Got to vent a little. Got some stuff off your chest.
Not really. There's still a bunch of shit I need to... I got to get it. I got to reel it in, man. Get my shit together. People.
You're like laying down, all like relaxed.
Yeah, we're broadcasting. we're it's kind of funny, people. And a lot of people. Okay, here's the deal. People associate the podcast with some form of success. You're on iTunes? You have your own radio show? You know what I mean? They say, I hear stuff like that, and I'm like, it's not what you.
Or they think it's a cool hobby.
You know, it's not like I have a studio. Right now we're broadcasting in the front of my truck, about 8 inches apart, the microphones and headphones on.
It's very intimate.
Probably about 78 degrees, raining, very cloudy out.
Completely different from earlier.
Yeah, we were at the... we just post up wherever, whatever happens.
Whatever works.
Mm. That's the studio, the world. I have a world stage. You never know when you might see me pop up with the mic.
That's cool.
Yeah. I'm going to take my mics to California and see what I can get into.
That'll be fun.
We'll see.
That'll be fun.
So I'm not going to hold you up, Miriam. Thanks for joining us, or
anytime.
Me. And with that, you want to close out?
Oh, yeah. Domino, motherfucker.
Niggas is mad, I get more butt than ashtrays. Fuck a fair one, I get mine the fast way. Ski mask way, nigga ransom notes. Far from handsome, but damn a nigga tote. More guns than roses, foes is shaking in their boots. Invisible bully, like the gooch disappear. Vamoose, you whack to me. Take them rhymes back to the factory. I see the gimmicks, the whack lyrics. The shit is depressing, pathetic. Please forget it. You're mad cause my style you're admiring. Don't be mad, UPS is hiring. You shouldn't have been a cop, fuck hip-hop. With that freestyle, you're bound to get shot. Not from Houston, but I rap a lot. Pack the gat a lot, the flame's about to drop.
Here comes a brand new flavor, yeah. Top of the new